prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It is Wednesday, which means during the first segment, I'll be joined by my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, to perform another Science for Humans episode. We're going to be talking about vitamin B5, the vitamin B from everywhere. We'll talk about why we're calling it that. Then we're going to change it up. We're going to be joined by Chelsea Schlossnagel to talk about Farm Fresh Eggs 101. Do you really know what you're getting just because the egg carton says that these are farm fresh eggs? And then, top of the second hour, we're going to be joined by Coach Wade Johnson for a Pan Am recap. He attended the Pan Am Olympic lifting event this past weekend, and we're going to be talking about his results and lots of other athletes' results as well. And we have to always thank our title sponsor, All-American Pharmaceutical, and their product line, All-American EFX Sports, which you can learn much more about by going to superhumanradio.com and looking at any one of the numerous banner ads. They make this show continue to be possible. Thank them by supporting them.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
How you doing, Dr. Jeff?
I'm doing good. How about you, Carl?
Fantastic, fantastic. I hear the weather in Billings, Montana is stellar. All you need is a beach, huh?
You know, it is. Summer finally hit.
Yeah, it's nice. Very, very nice. So we're going to be talking about vitamin B5 today. And those of you who are following the show, and we know there's lots of people following the show because we get lots of nice messages from people. Even some people who reach out and call All-American Pharmaceutical, it turns out, to thank Dr. Galini for doing these shows, because they're not about the sexy new things. They're about the things that we know work, but can tend to be pushed to the back for the science du jour. We're going to be talking about vitamin B5 today, which actually the name pantothenic acid comes from panthenate, which actually is derived from the Greek words from everywhere. Isn't that amazing?
You know, that is. And, you know, as you kind of said, it is everywhere. I mean, pantothenic acid is in so many items.
But why is it important for us, Dr. Jeff?
You know, I mean, pantothenic acid is, again, you know, we've been on this B series talking about the importance of these B vitamins. But pantothenic acid is really an interesting vitamin. You know, again, it's water soluble. It's part of the B family. But it has so many things that it's involved in. As we said, you know, pantothenic acid, vitamin B5, two of the same names. But it is involved in a number of biological reactions, including the production of energy, the catabolism of fatty acids and amino acids, the synthesis of steroid hormones, and the synthesis of hemi and the neurotransmitter acetylcholine. Gene expression. I mean, it's involved in some serious stuff. You're talking about an athletic performance vitamin, you know, being able to convert and break down fats, proteins, and carbs and energy. I mean, this is the Superman here.
Well, and acetylcholine is responsible for activity at the nerve synapse. So when you want to lift that weight, all the nerves have to get together and fire in unison in order to contract muscle fiber. And one of the things that gets depleted early on and causes peripheral fatigue is that as acetylcholine starts to run out, the nerves no longer communicate properly, and that's peripheral fatigue, right?
Absolutely. You know, and that's kind of how you know, one of the reasons you would know if you were deficient. You know, as we've been talking about, you know, being that these are water soluble, our body doesn't produce these B vitamins. So we've got to get them in. So they're very important. And when you have signs of fatigue, or you have side effects, you know, one of the things I think being an athlete, Carl, has taught us is to listen to our body. And I can't tell you how many people basically don't pay attention. You know, if you're in your car and you heard it knocking, what's the first thing they do? Man, they run it off to the mechanic. But right. when your body is giving you some signal, you got to listen and see what is that symptom. Because if you're deficient in B5, I mean, you could be in a whole world of hurt.
And you know, one of the things that we look at things in the wrong way, I think, Dr. Jeff. So we look at these things like, oh, these are good for us. Like, they are out there and we should make sure that we incorporate them into our diet. But what we have to understand is the reason they're good for us is because we evolved under the influence of abundance of these things. And so it's not like, oh, these just happen to be good for us. Let's make sure that we include them. We have to look at it that we evolved under the influence of B vitamins being regularly in our diet. And you know what I mean? It's not the tail wagging the dog. You follow what I'm trying to say? I don't know if I'm articulating it the way
yeah,
I want to.
You know, you are. I actually saw a program last night. It's on a Discovery Channel, and they go to a lot of these different countries. And I can't remember where they were, but some third world country where they're right on the water. And you talk about being healthy people because everything that they eat or grow comes right from their backyard. And literally within 30 minutes, they are harvesting or fishing and cooking. You know, that's how things used to be in the good old days, you know, before fast food and processing. So I think what you're trying to say is that, yeah, these things are abundant. They're important. But, you know, again, sometimes it's hard to get it in depending on what our diet is.
So since it's called the vitamin from everywhere by the Greeks, that means it is available pretty much in our diet, right? So are there certain foods that are higher in it? Are there certain foods that are devoid of it?
You know, I mean, being everywhere, it really is. You know, obviously most of us eat some protein source. So every protein source is high in B5. So eggs, pork, beef, veal, chicken, turkey. And it doesn't matter if you cook it, eat it raw, you know, bake it, fry it. It's tough to get rid of that B5, so you're still going to pick up some. And then you get into, you know, your fish. Most all your fatty fish are really high in B5. And fatty means, you know, like your salmon, your tuna, your trout. Those are much higher than your white fishes. Cheese. So you find it in dairy. Mushrooms, sunflower seeds, sweet potatoes, baked potatoes. I mean, and I'm sure there's a whole array of it in green, leafy greens too. So, I mean, it is really everywhere where, you know, sometimes some of these things are only found in certain types of items that you could see, you know, somebody could be deficient just by their diet choice.
What about absorption? Is this a highly bioavailable, B vitamin? I mean, obviously it's found everywhere. Is it easily absorbed? And if so, are there people out there that may not absorb it as well?
You know, I mean, I think from what I saw, being a water-soluble vitamin, it is pretty easily absorbed unless you have some deficiencies. You know, that's where you can get into some problems. Or, you know, if you do have some gastronomical issues where, again, you just have trouble absorbing. But for the most part, you know, most people can absorb this pretty good, and it doesn't take a whole lot to keep on the plus side. FDA shows levels of, you know, 1 to 2 milligrams. The percent daily value is 10. Just in 100 grams of mushrooms, you've got almost half or about 40% of the DV.
So, interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, again, it's pretty easy to get in what you need.
And we talked about peripheral fatigue, but are there any other frank ways to tell if you're deficient? Does it show up in any kind of skin lesions or anything like that that people can look to and go, wow, I never thought about this, but I may be a little deficient in this?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I have heard, oh, my goodness, maybe 20 times in the last 6 months. And again, you know, as I was researching, refamiliarizing myself with, you know, what is this B5 about? But one of the most common symptoms is a burning sensation in your hands, feet, numbness, which is, you know, coupled by poor circulation.
Really?
You know,
and
I mean,
see, this is an important one, and I'll tell you why. Because I have had a suspicion for quite some time now that there are a lot of people out there who are being diagnosed with neuropathies and being given very dangerous drugs like gabapentin, Neurontin, for those of you who are looking for the brand, the actual brand name. These drugs are very, very, very dangerous. They cause seizures, even though they're given to people for seizures. And long-term use has been shown to be very, very damaging to the body. And there are a lot of people who go in and say, you know, doc, my hands tingle, my feet tingle. And the doctor immediately goes, you're developing neuropathy. And this is especially true if you are somewhat insulin resistant. They'll go, oh, you're developing neuropathy. We're going to give you drugs for diabetic neuropathy. When in fact, you could be deficient from one of the B vitamins. One of the common threads between many of the B vitamins, including 12, is paresthesia, numbness, and tingling, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, God bless, you know, the medical industry and the doctors. I mean, they are miraculous. But, you know, they don't go to the PDR, which is the physician's desk reference for nutritional supplements, or the PDR for herbs. They go to the drug reference. And, you know, the drug industry always has an answer. You take one drug and you've got 100 side effects, where most of the time, I mean, these deficiencies are pretty easy. And, you know, FDA and CDC says, you know, vitamin B5 deficiency is very, very rare. But I know a ton of people that are telling me, man, you know, my hands kind of tingle, my feet, I get numbness. You know, man, I might have a neurological disorder. No, I think you got a vitamin B5 deficiency. You know, are you taking any vitamins? No. How many meals do you eat? Oh, only one.
Yeah. You know, everybody is starving themselves today. Isn't it amazing?
What did you have for lunch? I went to McDonald's. Okay. But anyhow, and then one of the other really important things we were talking about, acetylcholine, is B5 is extremely essential for the synthesis of this acetylcholine, which is required for muscle contractions. And if you are deficient in acetylcholine, which you need B5, you're going to get muscle cramps, again, kind of muscle numbness and tingling. Have you ever woke up and your leg or your arm was just kind of tingling or numb?
Yeah.
You know, that more than likely could be a deficiency in B5. Remember, you know, it's water soluble. So in the summertime, you exercise, you sweat, you know, you're losing more of vitamins. You've got to drink more, which means you have to take more.
Well, and we are learning more and more about the microbiome and its ability to cause deficiencies. If you have a dysregulated microbes in your stomach, even pharmaceutical drugs stop working. Why couldn't it be that you're not absorbing B5 as well as you should because of some dysregulation in the gut? We have to take a break, but I just connected a couple dots, and I want to talk about them when we come out of the break. But in the meantime, for those of you... And this is a blatant pimp job. It's okay. But right now, I'm assuming it's still going. If you go to the website and click one of the All American EFX banner ads and look for the product VitaDrive, which is a multivitamin produced by All American Pharmaceutical, can they still get the Dr. Jeff discount, Dr. Jeff?
They can. We're going to continue this through the whole B series that we're doing.
I'm going to tell you a story also coming out of the break about a listener who took advantage of the VitaDrive offer and got a very, very pleasant surprise along with his VitaDrive for just $5.95 when you use the coupon code DRJEFF. Stay tuned for more Science for Humans. We will be right back.
Tried Carbolin yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbolin, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbolin is the answer. Carbolin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbolin right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbolin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbolin.com GETKARBOLYN.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Внимание, дамы и господа, через несколько секунд выйдут на сцену шпулеметия. Слабонервных, беременных и детей просим удалиться из зала. Остальным лечь на пол и задержать дыхание!
Welcome back. I had to wait for the bass to kick in, Dr. Jeff.
Nice.
All right, so before we get on to my connecting the dots, Alex Wapretsky, who is an amazing athlete, former collegiate football player, big fan of the show, and he shares a birthday with me. Both of our birthdays are tomorrow, June the 11th, sent me a beautiful text message the other day saying that he ordered the Vita Drive and got a box of K-Aotics samples. Is that Krealkaline?
You know, that's a good question.
Maybe he meant to type Krealkaline samples, and you know how text messages correct everything for you. But the bottom line is, he said, so surprised. What a great company. Because he ordered the Vita Drive for $5.95 and got a bunch of samples of other products for free.
Yeah, the shipping department, you know, they have a bunch of the EFX samples. So that's just kind of part of what they like to do is when somebody orders something, you know, one of EFX Sports' model is don't take our word for it. You know, try it first.
Right.
So really generous with always giving samples. So I'm glad he got a bunch of free samples. And he probably got Crealkaline. He probably got some Chaotic, which was one of our pre-workouts that has now kind of been revamped. But instead of throwing it out, you know, we like to give it to people because it's a great product.
Yeah, and he's a great athlete, by the way, and a big fan of the show. Okay, so connecting the dots, Dr. Jeff, every now and then I get an email from somebody who says, I suffer from severe anxiety.
Ah.
Okay. They'll say, and like, you know, they'll say they've been tested for this and tested for that and tested for that, but they're never tested for B5. And let me tell you why this plays in. When you are deficient in B5, you actually have an increased sensitivity to insulin, which mm-hmm. means that you suffer from bouts of idiopathic hypoglycemia. And one of the initial symptoms of hypoglycemia is anxiety. People don't realize that when blood sugar drops, the body panics, the brain panics. It says, I need more fuel, and it wants more fuel, and it panics. Now, if hypoglycemia continues to get worse and worse, then you start to develop tremor, and then eventually you'll pass out if in the most severe cases. But if it's just mild hypoglycemia, the symptom that is most associated with mild episodes of hypoglycemia before you start developing tremor and you start to become disoriented and lose consciousness is anxiety. So these people who suffer from anxiety and for years their doctors have not been able to figure it out, they could be deficient in B5, and it could be because they don't absorb it for whatever reason.
Absolutely. I mean, there is something called malabsorption that, you know, is a diagnosed symptom. And, you know, one of the causes for not being able to absorb things are a lot of drugs that we take. You know, they just mess up our gastrointestinal tract, you know, where we can't absorb foods, we can't absorb macronutrients, vitamins, minerals. You know, something is causing all of these new diseases that are being diagnosed. I mean, you know, we've been kind of talking about this, that it's kind of strange that all of a sudden everybody has anxiety, you know, more stress. I mean, I think a lot of it is deficiencies in these basic vitamins because we're too fast paced. You know, we don't eat correct and we don't supplement with a good multivitamin.
And I think there is more and more issues about absorption. I think as the discussion about the microbiome unfolds, we already know that there are people who are not responding to drugs because of the microbes in their stomach. We know that there's research out there that shows that vitamin D is not being absorbed orally because of dysregulation of microbes in the stomach. It stands to reason that other things won't be absorbed properly, and as such, you could be deficient. And guess what? Staying with diabetes, diabetic ulceration, quite often it can be reversed with B5, with proper supplementation.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the deficiency that causes the increase in sensitivity to these tissue cells, you know, are affecting this blood sugar, like you said. And yes, it is a B5 deficiency. You know, I mean, that should be the first thing that doctors should do is check one's diet and put them on some B5 before, you know, you're determined pre-diabetic, you know.
What about lipids? I've seen some research on B5 that shows that it can actually benefit people who have mildly elevated cholesterol levels, especially triglycerides and LDL.
Yeah, there's been several small double-blind studies that suggest that they are helping with reducing triglycerides and LDL and raising HDL levels.
Now, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, are there any toxicity issues? Do we have to worry about toxicity, or because it's a water soluble, you could take as much as you want because you'll just pee it out?
You know, you can. The only side effects really, if you take an excessive amount, is it could cause diarrhea, and you could be at an increase in risk of bleeding because it will thin out your blood slightly. But other than that, there are no real major concerns, you know, for taking too much B5.
So really the key here is to just make sure you're getting plenty of B5 in your diet. I think the excessive doses that produce some intestinal distress and diarrhea were about 10 grams a day. And so, I mean, that's a lot of B5.
It is. And by the way, that is from the supplement. You don't have any side effects or overdoses from getting it from your food. Yeah, you know, every once in a while you get some cowboy that, you know, wants to suggest some astronomical amounts. Too much. Your body can't absorb it. It's water soluble, you know, the neon stream, as we call it. You know,
right,
you end up just peeing it out.
Right, right.
Small amounts are better. And if you think you need a little bit extra, don't take it all at once. Base your doses out, you know, because it's in and out of your system.
Great, reasonable advice from Dr. Jeff. Dr. Jeff, thanks so much again for what you do here at Science for Humans.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure, Carl. Have a good one.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
All right, so stay tuned. We're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to address farm fresh eggs. Every place you go today, they claim to be providing you with farm fresh eggs, cage free, or vegetarian diets. What is really the important thing that you should be looking for when buying eggs? We're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned for more Superhuman Radio.
Tried Carbolin yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbolin, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbolin is the answer. Carbolin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbolin right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbolin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbolin.com. GetCarbolin.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is a associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. You know, we all eat eggs, and if you're like me, we eat a lot of eggs. I mean, on an average day, I eat a dozen. There are some days where I just don't because of the way things go, but I would say 5 out of 7 days I eat a dozen eggs. And when you shop for eggs, it's very confusing because according to every egg carton you'll see at Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, or even at your local grocery store, those are farm fresh eggs from chickens that are leading lives that chickens should lead. But how can it be? How could the entire industry have just flipped the switch and become, the producers of farm fresh eggs? My next guest is Chelsea Schlossnagel. How you doing, Chelsea?
I'm doing great.
And Chelsea is actually somebody who produces, in my humble opinion, the best eggs I've ever eaten. And I thought, well, let's have Chelsea on the show and ask her some questions about producing eggs. Now, first of all, you are you still in college?
I am. I'm a senior at UK.
And what are
you majoring in? Sustainable agriculture.
Bingo. And that's what I wanted. That's what I wanted. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So
trying to incorporate the things that I've learned there into our egg operation at home. So
okay.
I'm sure we'll talk about that more here in a little bit.
Yeah. So let's start with this. So instead of talking about what's wrong with other people's products, let's talk about what people should be looking for. So what does cage-free mean? What does free-range mean? And are those really indicative of chickens that are leading natural lives?
Well, it's kind of tricky because there's not a whole lot of regulation with what goes on as far as like cage-free and free-range. Pretty much the loose definition of cage-free is that they're not in cages, and in a caged environment, in a confinement operation, you're going to have hens in a cage, and I don't know exactly how many hens are in a cage, but they have less than the size of a sheet of paper, of legal white paper, per hen. So when you have a cage-free operation, that just means they're not in those cages. They are on the ground. They can, like, walk around and stretch their wings, but they don't have any access to the outdoors. So that's pretty much the definition of how that goes. It's pretty economical for producers to produce like that because it's pretty space efficient. You still got the automatic waters and the automatic feeders, and everything's pretty efficient for a grower from a grower standpoint. And then you wanted to know a little bit about free range,
yeah.
Also.
Yeah.
Yeah. Technically, on Chelsea's eggs, on our egg carton, we are free range, but we really take it to the extra level. Like, they really are free range. And we've got to differentiate ourselves, you know, and really put the word out there because it's not really regulated either. There's lots of people that we compete against, big, you know, egg producer companies, and they're uncaged. And the thing is, you can still have 100,000 laying hens in a barn, and you've got these little doors that can go outside, but you don't know for sure if they're actually making it outside or not. It's cage-free. There's no caging. But then they do have limited, at least some limited access to the outdoors. And then I'd really like to tell you about how we have our barn set up.
Please.
It's about 50 feet by 200 feet, and we've actually got large garage doors and we've got two on each side and one at the end. So they have like this enormous amount of space they can go outside. And we've got these 3-acre paddocks that are divided along the outside of the barn so we can make sure those chickens are actually getting exposed and taking advantage of that opportunity to go outside and do what chickens do and scratch around and whatnot.
So would you call your chickens, and obviously what we should be looking for are chickens that are pastured. They're actually able to leave a confined space and go and roam a pasture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we've done some meat birds too and some free range chicken, and really everything we do is pastured. We do some beef production, poultry or the broiler production, meat birds and the laying hens and everything. We really try to get it out on pasture because not only it makes a better product, but it also benefits our soils too. They've got this relationship between our animals and the soil, and if we can manage that correctly, we kind of optimize both areas, and that's what we want to strive to do.
Okay.
That makes our farm healthier as a whole.
And I want to ask you one other question. I want to move on to talk about feeds for a second. So I would imagine, are those garage doors closed in inclement weather and really cold weather, and then you open them in the morning and let the chickens out, and then they come back home at night?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they are open. They do go, all the chickens, they come in at night. We have lights on, and it's just part of a chicken's, you know, instinct to go inside at night. So they do come in. We lower the garage doors, and then about 7 o'clock in the morning, we'll go out there and we'll open them up, as they like to go out when it's light outside, but not when it's too hot. So they really like to forage a lot in the early mornings. So they are closed. We won't close them completely when we have inclement weather, but we will like lower them some so the weather doesn't blow in on the hens.
Gotcha. But they can still go in and out. They can still go in and out then.
Yes,
yeah,
they can still go in and out.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We just try to keep the weather out of the barn, because when you've got weather coming in, that's when you have problems. And we don't want that happening.
Okay.
We also do have these coverings, it's like a porch almost, that extends out past the door. So that also keeps some of the wind and the rain and whatnot from blowing in on the hens.
Very cool.
So we try to keep it as dry inside as possible.
Now, another...
While still keeping them outside.
Another thing that's confusing is now you see a lot of egg cartons that say vegetarian feed, but the reality is, or vegetarian diet... And that they're feeding these hens vegetarian diets, but chickens are not vegetarians. They eat worms. They eat bugs. I mean,
and that was the interesting thing, because honestly, we don't do that. Obviously, we couldn't, because our chickens are naturally omnivores. So they love eating bugs, and this might be too much, but we rotate the cattle around too, and the chickens follow behind. And they love scratching around in cow pies.
Yeah,
and finding those little beetles and stuff. I mean, they're omnivores. So that doesn't make any sense to me, honestly, because I was looking into it also, and for it to be a vegetarian diet, then they can't be fed any kind of bugs or insects.
And okay, so I guess
some people that appeals to, it's just different marketing groups.
No, it does.
For some
it does.
People, that's what they want.
But I want to say something here. I want to say something. So think about this. I'm talking to the audience now. When you see an egg carton, it says free range or cage free, and then it says fed a vegetarian diet. That's impossible, because if they're out on grass, even if they only have a piece of paper sized grass to live on, there are worms and bugs that they're going to be eating, so they can't guarantee that it's a vegetarian diet.
No, so when they say that they're cage free and they're also fed a vegetarian diet, they are in confinement.
Yeah.
They're going to be in a confinement barn.
Yeah. Okay, so if you do have to supplement with feeds, there's a big movement today away from corn and soy because of the high genetically modified, and more importantly, the glyphosate being sprayed on it, being fed to the chickens, and then the chickens obviously deliver that into eggs and so on. So what about feeds? What are good feed choices for chickens if you want to adhere to a high-quality egg?
Well, I tell you what, we do use corn and soybeans in our feed rations, but we got lucky. We're located in Shelby County, Kentucky, and we are surrounded by a bunch of corn producers that all produce corn for the distilleries in the state of Kentucky, and they will not source GMO corn. So all of our corn that we use is non-GMO just because the distilleries won't buy it. So we got really fortunate in that, and we really like that. We do use soybean meal, but it only makes up 9% of our ration, and it is GMO.
And
we're looking for ways to get around that. But, I mean, from a small producer, we've got about 4,500 laying hens. And from a small producer standpoint in the feed industry, like in the corn and soybean industry, there's such a small percentage of those growers that are growing non-GMO that the prices skyrocket. So we got enormously fortunate with finding, with being in Shelby County around all these corn growers that do non-GMO. And we're not as fortunate with the soybean thing, but it does only make up 9% of our ration. And we are, it's becoming more and more available by the day. There's more of a demand, a consumer demand for non-GMO, which is great for us because that'll kind of urge producers to start going that route, which would make it more affordable for us to do as a small producer.
You know, and the other thing is I have to believe that because of the way your hens live, there's less of a dependence on the feeds. And I mean, feeds are probably more like a supplement for your hens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We try to supplement as much as we can. We've got a seeder we just bought in the past year. We've been sowing oats out in the chicken lots. They're going to get some alfalfa and some clover. Like, we really try to supplement as much as we can with the pasture. And we're actually looking at purchasing a fodder system, which we haven't done yet, but I've been looking into. And you can produce so much pasture in a small area, and we're looking at getting that to them during the winter months when our pastures don't do as great.
Yeah. All right. Here's
so, yeah, it is supplemented a lot, and we try to regulate that also.
I want to go ahead and take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to focus on the finished product. When somebody buys an egg, are there any telltale signs that we should be looking for that'll give us more insight into whether or not this is a high quality or what you like to call your eggs, gourmet eggs? For those of you who live in and around the state of Kentucky, the website is DutchCreekFarm.net. They have buying clubs and are getting closer and closer to be able to deliver product to other locations. You should check them out. We buy all of our chicken, eggs, and beef from Dutch Creek Farm because they produce the single best products in those three categories, in my humble opinion, of anything I have ever had before to date. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to SuperhumanRadio.com. www.AdamandEve.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Chelsea Schlossnagel right now about eggs. This is Farm Fresh Eggs 101. We got a really good education about the quality of raising hens so that people know what to look for. But now I'm wondering, Chelsea, is there anything that I can look for when I have an egg in my hand? Like, I have some suspicions about yolk color and the firmness of the yolk, but I don't know if that's correct, and even the thickness of the shell. So what can I look at in an egg and say, wow, this must be a really good egg?
You know, I gave a talk when I was little. When we first started out, and I was about 10 years old, at a Farm Bureau meeting back home, and I told everybody that day that when you cracked the egg open, it was like rays of sunshine spilling out of the eggshell. And that still holds true for our eggs, but I want to clarify, though, that sometimes when you go to the grocery store and you see these cartons, a lot of them have omega-3s, which makes the eggs brighter. They've got these additives in the feed that can also make the eggs oranger also. So I would like to clarify that you've got to look for more than just egg color now, egg yolk color.
Okay.
When you crack that egg in the morning in the skillet, you're going to want to see that the egg yolk kind of stands upright.
Yes.
You know, that it's really firm and it's not runny. Also, you're going to have a pretty thick egg white, the surrounding of the egg. You know, that's going to stand up too, and it's going to be firm.
It's not going to be watery and runny, in other words, right?
Not going to be watery at all. It's going to stand up too. It's going to be a pretty firm looking egg. And that's when you know you have a high quality egg in your skillet that morning.
What about that little red speck? Let me back up. So I had a farmer once tell me, a farmer from Kentucky, that chickens that lay eggs in the presence of a rooster, we're talking about fertilized chicken eggs, are actually a higher quality because they have higher lecithin and they have other things in them that chickens that don't lay fertilized eggs have. Is there any truth to that?
That is a tricky question. You know, I've not personally heard that, but I can get behind it. Because I know they have a lot of nutritional value to start with, and if you've got a fertilized egg, I would imagine that it would make it probably add something that wasn't there before. But I can't.
Let me tell you what I know.
We don't have any roosters.
Let me tell you what it does add. It adds a higher level of follistatin, and follistatin actually helps build muscle for those people out there. Okay, so what about that little red speck that's in the egg? Is that like the beginning of a chick, or what is that?
I believe so. I should have paid more attention in poultry class because the egg is an embryo.
Right.
And that is where the start of, I wish I remembered the name for it, but that does have something to do with where that chick would develop if it was fertilized. I know that we used to have a rooster in with our hens, and we would always gather them immediately, and then we'd probably end up using them. But whenever we did have that rooster in there, that red speck was always more pronounced.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure it was fertilized, and then if we chose to, we could have hatched it. We don't have a rooster now. We haven't had a rooster in our hens for probably 10 or so years. And I've noticed that that little speck you can barely find anymore since we don't have that rooster in there.
Well, then here's
so that's the difference that I can see.
Here's my next question. Mm-hmm. So they back in the day, they used to candle eggs to make sure that they weren't turning into chicks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you don't have to do that if there's no rooster, right?
Well, you still want to candle them.
Oh, really?
You can candle them and check for chicks. But then you also, when your hens get stressed out, this is also really good for people that have backyard flocks. When you've got a hen that's stressed, she's going to have blood spots that pop up in her eggs. And you've got to sort through there. We've seen all kinds of stuff. It's amazing what kind of stuff that chickens will lay. We've had eggs inside of eggs. Every now and then you'll have a blood spot. We haven't lately. Especially since the stress levels of our hens have went down since we've moved them. I would, if we have time, I would like to talk about how we first started and the production model we used to have in our big hoop houses that were on pasture. We used to have 30 by 50 foot hoop houses that we would keep all of our laying hens on, and they were directly on the ground. And then there was just such a demand for our product that we had to move to a bigger facility, and that's how we got the garage door system with rotating them around like that. Anyway, that's,
I can have you back. I'm happy to have you back on, and we can do like a follow-up to this interview for sure, because I'm sure that the listeners are going to get a lot out of this. Now, that was my next question. What about when you find blood in an egg? I typically cook it and eat it. Is that a mistake?
I don't think so. I think you'll live. I personally don't. My brother does, just because I'm kind of weird about that. But, yeah, you can cook it. It's not going to hurt you. The eggs are sterile. There's nothing in there. If you had a rooster, it's probably the start of a chick where this hen got stressed and there was a blood spot that popped up. So it's nothing for concern. I'd be more concerned, like we talked earlier, about the color and the texture of the yolk and whatnot to determine if it's a good egg or not. If it's bigger and it's thicker, too, it's probably a fresher egg.
Mm-hmm.
From my experience, if you've got an egg that's kind of older, it's going to get a little runnier. So I would pay more attention to texture. The blood spots. Hopefully, if we're doing our job good and the other guys are doing their jobs good, you're not going to see any blood spots. Hopefully not.
Okay.
So, but it won't hurt you.
I dispel this myth. I was once told that when a chicken lays an egg, it comes out with kind of a membrane on the outside of the shell that seals the shell up. And if you wash it, you remove that. So the best thing is not to wash your eggs.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and we are required, the egg police require that we wash our eggs.
Okay.
But we only wash them in 120-degree water. There's no bleach, cleaners, anything like that used on our eggshells. And it's interesting because actually over in Europe, they don't do anything to their eggs. They collect them. I'm not even positive they refrigerate them because it's got that membrane on there, and that does keep any kind of bacteria from getting into the shell. So it's actually more safe to have that membrane on there.
Right.
So we try to retain that as much as we can, but I know that your normal dozen of eggs that you're going to buy at the grocery store is probably going to be washed in hotter water with some kind of cleaner added to it.
Yeah.
So it's not going to have that membrane on there, which is a shame that we've got to do that because it's probably safer, in my opinion, if we don't do that. But it's just the way, you know, we've got everything set up right now and it's hard to get around.
We only have about 5 minutes left in this interview. I want to cover the shell now, and that's a no pun intended.
Okay.
So first things first, does shell thickness imply anything? Even does it imply that a hen is getting more calcium in her diet? Does it mean anything at all?
It does. It actually does. We have our younger hens that just start laying. They'll have a smaller egg with a thicker shell. Their reproductive tracts aren't. They're just starting to lay eggs. They've got all these minerals in their bodies, and that's what goes into that egg. And they've got more calcium also. We've got a supplement with something called oyster shell.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of boosts their calcium levels. But as you do get hens, though, that go on to their second and third laying cycle, you are going to notice that those eggs are going to get a little frailer, and there's going to be rough spots on them. There's going to be wrinkles. Because the reproductive tract of the laying hen is going to, they lay an egg every, 30 hours or so?
Wow.
So, I mean, you go over the course of a year, and that's quite a few eggs.
Yeah.
So it is going to lose that shape, you know, and that is going to cause differences in the shell and how, from a producer standpoint, and if you do have a backyard flock, you're going to want to fix that by putting out some kind of calcium source, such as oyster shell, to reinforce that and boost those calcium levels back up.
Okay. And then lastly, chickens, I never knew this before. I mean, I knew about white eggs and brown eggs, but there are pastel-colored eggs now. What is that about?
Well, there's something called an Araucana chicken that's originated and was developed out in Chile. And, you know, it's really not as weird to think about it as, you know, it looks in the grocery store, because you see birds out in nature that have these little green eggs.
Yeah.
And this breed of chicken, they actually just lay green eggs, and they range from green to blue to kind of a pink color.
Yeah.
And they're really cool. We'll have some of those in our egg cartons every now and then. But there's no difference in the egg quality. That breed of chicken does tend to be a better forager. They really get out there. They're hardy little boogers. So we do like those eggs. They're kind of a delicacy, you know, because they're really cool chicken, and they do forage really well, and those eggs are really cool to look at. We call them the Easter egg.
Yeah, I know. They're already colored. You don't have to color them for Easter.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they do some work.
Is there any difference, is there any difference in the quality or content of an egg if it's white versus brown, or is it just the...
I don't think so.
Okay.
It's production. It's the production method that you're using.
Yeah.
That's what's going to do it. That is. And honestly, I can speak this. You're going to have different breeds of chickens that are going to be better foragers than others, and that could play a role in it, too. We don't have any Leghorns, but a Leghorn chicken are the ones that lay the white eggs. And I know they are a little flighty. I'm not sure if they're awesome foragers, but I know that ours are. We have something called a Comet. It's a cross between a Rhode Island Red and a Leghorn chicken. So we still get that efficiency for laying the eggs, but they're also really good foragers.
Mm.
They kind of keep their body weight. They're real easy to handle and work with. So the production method is going to make all the difference. And that's why it's so important to really kind of dig in. And, you know, if you see eggs that are produced locally, chances are that they're going to be a better quality egg than something that's produced nationwide. Because they're still a small producer, and, you know, they're still probably, you want to check it out, but you can actually talk with that producer and see what they're doing. It's a lot easier to kind of dig into where your food's coming from when you know the guy that's growing it. So.
Yeah, and that's something that people have to do. You should know your farmer. We talk about that all the time.
Uh-huh.
And so I want to plug the website again. The website is DutchCreekFarm.net, and this is the Schlossnagel family. I mean, it's Chelsea focuses on chickens and eggs. Her brother, Jared, who we'll have on sometime, he's the beef guy. And then Susan and Doug are mom and dad, and they oversee the entire farm. This is a family affair. It's the highest quality food that I've ever found. And we've bought, I've been on the air for 10 years come November, and we've bought beef and poultry from national supposed farms that sell on the internet. Nothing has ever been the quality of the stuff that I get from Dutch Creek Farm. And I'm just lucky that we live close and we can get it easily. But I think you guys are starting to ship, right? I know your mom said
we are, and we're actually working. If you're local to Louisville or any of the surrounding counties from there, we're working on doing a protein CSA starting after the farmers market, the Beargrass Church Farmers Market, this fall. So we would love feedback on that. We're starting to get that in the making. And you can go online and you can place orders there. And we have a few pickup locations in Louisville. That's where most of our focus is right now. But we are working towards shipping. We need more traffic to go to our website and start placing orders to create the demand to start shipping, because right now we're pretty much focused on the farmers market. And we have a list of retailers in the Louisville and Lexington area that we do deliver to also.
And if you live outside Kentucky, go to DutchCreekFarm.net, reach out to them, and maybe there's an opportunity for you to start a CSA in your area and work out getting stuff shipped. But Chelsea, if you get too big, you have to remember that I still have to get my eggs, my chicken, and my beef, okay?
I know.
Okay. Okay.
You're close by. We can make that happen.
Okay. Thank you so much for being on, and I'll have you back on to do a follow-up. If you have any questions for Chelsea about egg and chicken production, maybe we could talk about broilers and meat chickens next time. How's that sound? Okay.
Absolutely. I'd love to.
Thanks so much. Thanks for being on today.
All right. Thank you.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take one quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by Coach Wade Johnson to talk about the Pan Am Olympic lifting event was this past weekend. And he came back with a silver. I believe Melissa came back with a silver. And we're going to talk about all the people from the Ogre compound that lifted there. Plus, there was also people from the Ogre compound in a powerlifting event this weekend. I think that if you're serious about strength and conditioning, you want to be part of the Ogre compound. We'll tell you how to do that when we come back. Stay tuned. Anything goes, but don't think you might miss.
One key punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Have you tried Carbolin yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbolin, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbolin is the answer. Carbolin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbolin right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbolin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbolin.com. GetCarbolin.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Now we're going to talk about strength and conditioning, because you can't talk about health or longevity without talking about physical culture. I'm being joined by Coach Wade Johnson. How you doing, Coach?
I'm good. Glad to be with you, Carl.
And You had an exciting weekend, didn't you?
We had a really good weekend. It was kind of a whirlwind, just with the drive, you know, down there, you know, doing the entire meet weekend, because we had a team of people down there. And then Melissa had to be back early for work Monday, so we had to make the entire drive back Sunday morning.
Okay, so let's fill people in. So this past weekend was the Pan Am Olympic lifting competition, right?
For masters, yes. The masters division has the nationals, what we competed in a couple of months ago. They do nationals in roughly the April part of the year. Then there's Masters Pan Ams that's this part of the time of the year, June. It's kind of an anomaly with Masters World Cup. It's not usually in the United States. So that will happen in August. And I'm not sure when World Championships are July, August as well, which we will not be attending this year. And then American Masters is usually later in the year. I think last year it was October. This year it's early November.
Okay, so you had a drive from where you are in Tennessee to where? Where was the event?
Savannah, Georgia.
Okay. And you know, this just goes to show you the dedication of strength and conditioning athletes, because they make these trips, these treks to compete, and really don't get a lot of recognition, or at least the recognition I think they deserve. So you showed up, and so did Melissa, and you competed this weekend. Now, I do remember on a past show you talked about a guy who's in Masters that's the guy to beat. Right. Was he at this event also?
Yeah, Rick Bussinel. And so Rick and I finally got to meet and spent some time, you know, talking for just a little bit, and you know, and then got to watch him lift. And I made no bones about it. I told him right to his face, you know, and I mean this in full respect, because it's not something I posted on the internet. I said, look, man, I'm excited to see you lift. I want to see what you're capable of. I want to see your form. I'm excited about it, but make no bones about it. I want to be where you are. And what I want to see is when you get pushed. I said, you're the last man standing all the time, you know, and there's no one competing against you. And I said, you're a real competitor, but I want to see what happens when, you know, you're under pressure. My expectation, and this is what I told him, my expectation is that it'll push you to a new place. And that's what I want to see. And I said, it may take till the next age bracket, but I assure you, as long as I am capable, I'm pushing to be where you are, and I want to push you.
That's
you
pretty
know?
Cool.
So, and I want that push as well.
Yeah.
Right now, you know, I'm just trying like everyone else just to be competitive, but I intend to be where he is at.
Okay. Now, did he know of you from powerlifting at all?
He and I don't remember him from powerlifting, and I think prior to powerlifting, he was a bodybuilder.
Oh.
And so I think we've traveled in some of the same circles. We know of each other, you know, but we'd never met.
Okay.
You know, so it was really cool. I mean, because he's, you know, he's the top guy. He's the current world champion and world record holder, and you know, I want to be like him.
I want to be like him. So, okay, talk about your competition. So is this just like powerlifting where you have an opener and a second and a third lift that you
go for?
That
is correct. There's two lifts, the snatch and the clean and jerk. And it's a little different with the timing in powerlifting for two reasons. One is they don't do a rounds system. It is done in a session. And what that means is in a round, you will have – each lifter make their first attempt. And let's say in the squat there's 10 lifters, lowest squat is 200, the highest squat is 600. But everybody gets their first opportunity, and then they lighten the bar back to the lightest second attempt.
Mm-hmm.
In Olympic lifting, it's done by session. And let's say if the lightest snatch is 50 and the next snatch is 53, if you hit 50 and your next attempt is 52, they never take weight off the bar. It is always progressive. So you can follow yourself in Olympic lifting, and many times that happens.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And, The other thing is it's a two-hour weigh-in. Now, there are places, there are certain federations that do, you know, two-hour weigh-ins, but by and large, it's a 24-hour weigh-in. Mm-hmm. And here, there's a roll call for weigh-in. You are officially checked in. You sign off on all that. You have to have your paperwork and ID. And once you're weighed in and your openers are given, you sign off on that. 2 hours later, you're lifting and lifting promptly.
So that makes that really levels the playing field, because there's guys out there who are skilled, like even in bodybuilding and in powerlifting, not necessarily bodybuilding that they're competing in lifting, but where they'll make weight, but then overnight they'll blow up again using things like glycerin and water and stuff like that.
Sure. I mean, I did when I dieted down, when I cut down last year to total elite at 308, my weigh-in weight was 305. 5 hours later, I weighed again after, you know, drinking several liters of fluid and eating, I weighed 317 pounds.
Yeah.
So in that period of time, there's no IV, there was no drugs, there was no water cut. I just cut down, and then when I rehydrated and ate and then went into my heavy hydration for the meet, I'd put on 12 pounds in 5 hours.
That's amazing. That's amazing. All right, so the weight that you make is the weight that you lift in, which is really very, very fair and leveling. So that's good.
So
talk about your first lift and how it went.
The first lift was snatch, and again, I'm doing these meets, and I'm not 100%. We're still fighting some injuries, and you know, just in the downtime from when I couldn't train before nationals due to the cellulitis, you know. So my goal was to hopefully podium, and I thought I had a chance for silver. And so what I did is I opened up about 5 kilos heavier than the guy closest to me, save for Rick, who was way head and shoulders above us. So I opened at 83 kilos. That went really well. 88 I knew would put me in a good spot. And I went ahead and finished with 93.
Wow.
Had room to spare. But when you get to, you know, you got to understand that these meets, you know, it's not about hitting an all-time PR. You want to do what you can do to make that podium and get the medal.
Right.
So I finished with 93. I probably had anywhere from 3, maybe 5 kilos left in me on that day. And again, you know, the shoulder is not 100%, you know, so I'm a lot more hopeful, you know, coming up for World Cup and later in the year, but 93 gave me a 10 kilo, cushion on third place going into clean and jerk.
And so what was the clean and jerk like?
That lift is more and more, I'm learning how not to pull with my arms. I'm learning how to catch the weight in a better position without keeping it in my hands. Like a power lifter or a strongman
right.
would do. So, I opened conservatively, opened at 101, and, you know, that would keep me, you know, roughly 10 kilos ahead for silver. I went to 110, that secured, silver, and then I just wanted to hit a meet PR, 110 tied it, so I went to 115. And hit that. And it's the first time in an Olympic lifting meet I've gone 6 for 6. And so that gave me a 208 total. And that was a meet PR as well. So I had meet PRs across the board, but I'm still a ways from actually hitting what I would call my current old man PRs and certainly, you know, under my lifetime PRs.
All right. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about Melissa, because there's a lot of women out there who are now doing Olympic lifting, whether it's because they were introduced to it through CrossFit, or for whatever reason, and she also got a silver medal this weekend, right?
That is correct.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's take one quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll also tell you how you can reach Coach Wade Johnson if you are interested in powerlifting or Olympic lifting, helping you reach your goals. The Ogre Compound is fast becoming a secret mecca for all things strength and conditioning. It's because of the dedication and passion that Coach Johnson brings to everything he does. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm.
Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy Organic Raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. I'm opening up your mic. My son Chase Lenore is in the studio with me. You don't have to, if you have any questions, feel free. But he's joined me. He's in from San Diego and he's sitting here watching his old man produce a radio show with Coach Wade Johnson.
That's really cool.
I know, isn't it? And so, for those people out there who are really serious about strength and conditioning, if you want help, there's no better place to turn than the Ogre Compound and Coach Wade Johnson. The Ogre Compound competitors are fast becoming noted for their passion, drive, and achievements in strength and conditioning. How can people reach you, Coach?
The easiest way is you can get in touch with me via Facebook. I have a personal page, and the gym has a page, and simply email supersquat800@yahoo.com and teamogre@outlook.com. Those are the best ways to reach me.
Okay. All right, so let's talk about Melissa. So first of all, Elisa said to me this morning, how long has Melissa been doing Olympic lifting? When I told her that...
Well, here's the story. She lived in Austin for a number of years and had an Olympic coach, but they never competed. It was something that she trained, but she did more kettlebells, and this is when she was also, you know, doing cycling and stuff like that. So it wasn't something that had become quite the passion that it is now. When she moved to Charleston, she found a powerlifting gym, and that's how she got started there. And always wanted to do Olympic lifting. So when she moved to Cincinnati, after she and I had become acquainted and were spending a lot of time communicating, I found a guy up there that started coaching her. And so she started training roughly, I don't know, January, February of last year, where she was actually, you know, training two or three times a week and really working on the lifts. And her first competition was actually in Louisville, June of last year. I think she totaled 100 kilos.
Wow.
And so we're looking at basically Pan Ams, the Masters Pan Ams was the culmination of a year of competition for her. So she's not been doing this, or she's been consistently training it for not quite 18 months yet.
Okay, so talk about her experience at Pan Ams this weekend. So everybody opened with the snatch?
Yes, every snatch is the first lift, and then after the last lift of that session, they take a 10-minute break. They run a 10-minute clock, and then clean and jerk starts. So in that time, you're generally warming up or doing whatever you need. It's not like, you know, the long breaks in powerlifting or even strongman for that matter. So I don't recall what her openers are.
She's gonna kick your ass when you get home.
Yeah, you're right. So I'm like scrambling right now. I didn't even think about that. But snatch has been somewhat of an albatross for her. I don't know if this is a result, you know, of the cycling. And she's been an athlete all of her life. She was a basketball player in school. You know, she's played soccer. She's, you know, done just about everything. And let me see if I can pull her up. But she's even said all of her life her issues have always been with her tightness. And, you know, this is someone that gets a lot of massage work. You know, it's almost weekly and gets a lot of chiropractic adjustments. And that's, you know, almost weekly. You know, but she's very well conditioned, very lean, but she is very, very tight. We are always, you know, doing some sort of stretching or something with her. So snatch is something that she really struggles with.
Mm-hmm.
And so she finished with 56, which I'm not sure if that is a meet PR because there have been so many meets. She, not only did she compete at Masters Nationals the following week, she competed at a local meet that the gym that we belong to were running. So, okay, here it is. Okay, Missy Brown. She opened with 50 and went to 54 and finished with 56. And 50 and 54 were extremely easy. And again, at these competitions, you're wanting to secure your placement as opposed to going for a PR. And so the 56, you know, went so well. It's one of those things where now we're thinking for World Cup and going forward, you know, a 60-kilo snatch, and that's 132 pounds.
That's a lot of weight.
You know, for a 42-year-old woman.
Yeah, that's a lot.
You know, excuse me. So that's, you know, that's starting to get serious. And the girl who got gold snatched 59 and missed 63 and 66. So clearly both lifters were good for more. You know, but on that day, you know, she's only 3 kilos behind going into clean and jerk, and the girl that was closest to her for silver finished with a 54 snatch, and fourth place was 52, fifth place was 50. You know, so they're all in fairly close proximity. You know, so nothing at this point is a given. So going into Queen and Jerk, now she's always had a good jerk early on.
I don't like you talking about yourself like that, Coach. I'm sorry.
There's a lot of directions to go with that, but I digress. And but her clean has become the better part of the lift, you know. So it's really about her putting it together on meet day. But she opened with 68, and that's what we felt like would really secure, you know, based on everybody's openers, would secure silver, which it did. She went to 70. Again, this was just to clinch it, and then went for a meet PR of 75 kilos. She cleaned it, probably the most powerful clean that she's ever done, especially at that weight. And on the jerk, it just got out in front of her a little bit, so she couldn't finish, couldn't finish locking it out. But it is definitely something that is on the horizon. She's done this weight and a little bit more in training. You know, so I think it's reasonable to think, if not at the World Cup, then soon, you're going to see her as a master lifter. And she moved up a weight class to 75 plus.
Mm-hmm.
And we can get into the debate on weight classes with women. And I'm going to tell you why this is important. 75 is typically what she lifts in, and that's 165-pound limit. And Melissa many times is between 163, 167. You know, we just make sure her weight's on
right
for a meet. But she wants to hit elite in powerlifting and wants to. Melissa's ultimate goal with Olympic lifting is she wants to qualify at once for the American Open, not
wow
for the Masters Nationals, the American Open,
right,
and do it as a master lifter, which is a very, very, that's a tall order to accomplish at 42. And the meet that she wants to do it at is next year, so she will be 43 years old. Well, we know that what we've got to do is to get her a little heavier, have her train at the, you know, a heavier body weight and compete there and get the experience necessary, and then cut back down to 75. But with women, it gets really dicey, and Melissa is no different. With women, there's this whole body image thing, and I'm going to tell you why I'm going to bring this up. Because here's what happens. We have such an idea of what women should look like and how they should dress and all these things. You know, Melissa's an athlete. Now, let me tell you something. We find, you know, getting her to 170 pounds was like pulling teeth. And our biggest argument of our entire relationship has been over this. It's not money. It's not relationship stuff.
Right.
It's weightlifting stuff.
Right, right.
But, you know, it's one of those things that's hard for you and I to understand, you know, because we don't.
Because guys love putting on weight. We're like, oh, man.
It's one of those things, you know, it's like at my biggest, everyone thought I was a badass, you know.
Right.
Well, I was just fatter, but no, I was really strong.
Right.
But that was acceptable, you know.
Right.
Where, you know, Melissa puts on 5 pounds and she's, you know, she doesn't, I want to be slow, you know, I want to be cute, you know. And
right.
I'm like, you're there, trust me. Well, you say that because you love me. No, I'm saying, you know.
I know.
But she's always going to see me. She's always going to see anything I say with a skewed perspective, and I understand that. You know, philosophically, I understand that, and intellectually, I understand that. No, but that's not the truth. You know, Melissa's a very attractive woman.
Right, right.
But now I got to tell her, we need you to train at 175 to 180 pounds. Well, you tell any woman that. You know, even as tall as Melissa is, there's, you know, Nom, you want me to be fat. No, I don't. I don't want you to be fat. But, I mean, it's just, it's one of those things, you know, and like I would, if I were coaching you, I'd go, Carl, you got to eat more. Well, want to be fat? That's not what I asked you. I said to eat more, and you've got to weigh this much, and that's just what you got to do. And you would find that acceptable.
I would find that enjoyable. Wait, I'd find it enjoyable.
Right. You'd be like right on, and we'd punch fists, and we'd go get something to eat.
Right.
It's a different animal, you know, for a lot of women with the whole body image thing. And you'll see all these different women in different sports, and we've had this conversation. You know, your endeavor in athletics a lot of times determines the physique you have.
Yeah, and you've always been a proponent of accept the body that the lifting gives you. You've always said, actually said those words. Just accept the body.
You know, you accept the physique that the training gives you simply because, now, if you're wanting to, you know, play better basketball at the local YMCA in the church league, but you want to have abs, different ballgame. And I'm not diminishing that. There is nothing wrong with that endeavor, and I applaud. If you're a 40-something-year-old, a 50-something-year-old, and you're playing full-court basketball, my hat's off to you. But that's not what we're talking about. We want to be elite, not just elite at our age, but elite power lifters, and in this case, Olympic lifters. And, you know, and as you well know, the older you get, you know, just by nature of age, you know, the more difficult it gets. You know, so on top of that, you're a woman in your early 40s who is like fighting the aging process. Now I'm asking you to put on 15 or 20
right,
pounds.
Right.
You know, and you want to wear bikinis in the summer. It's summertime and you want to look cute when you go to work. And when we go out, you want to, you know, so it's one of those things that, you know, is a very difficult thing for a woman. And this is what I would say. Make sure that your priority, if your priority is to do well in the sport, if your priority is to do something at a high level, then you have to find a way to overcome what you think is a body image thing.
Right.
And that's easier said than done. And make sure that your support staff, you know, whether it's your coach, whether it's your significant other, whatever the case may be, have those positive reinforcements around you all the time and remind yourself, I am trying to achieve something extraordinary. Because I've told Melissa and I've had this conversation many times. You did not ask me to coach you because you wanted to be stronger and look cute in a bikini. If that's the case, then my job is done. My job is completed. You don't need me anymore.
Right.
But that's not what you said. You said you wanted to be elite and you wanted to compete at the open level in Olympic lifting. And that's very hard, and we have to make decisions that, you know, and sacrifices that, you know, that reflect that. So, you know, I bring all that up so that you know that regardless of the successes that Melissa is having, and there are plenty, that it's not seamless. It is very difficult, and it's much harder. You know, if I could show up in a pair of shorts, t-shirt, my baseball cap on and a pair of tennis shoes, then it's completely acceptable. That's how men dress,
right,
you know.
Right.
And
I remember seeing you at the Arnold when you were at your strongest and your heaviest, running around in nothing but sweatpants and a sweatshirt because probably that was the most comfortable thing for you to wear, and you didn't care.
Yeah,
and you had
your
beard was in a ponytail, your hair was in a ponytail. No, your beard was braided actually, I think back then. And I mean, and I'm sure that people probably didn't take any notice, and you didn't care anyway because your goals were what you did on the platform. We have to take a break. We have to take a break. When we come back, I want to pick it up more and finish up with Melissa. I want to talk about the other athletes and also the powerlifting competition. We're talking with Coach Wade Johnson. This is the Get Strong Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm.
Vitalform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
There are few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. I'm in the studio with my son Chase Lenore. We're talking with Coach Wade Johnson. We're talking about the Pan Am competition in Georgia this past weekend, where he took a silver medal in the Masters division, and also Melissa Brown took a silver medal. Is there anything else you need to talk about with Melissa? Can we talk about some of the other athletes now? What do you want to do?
Well, just that we will both be lifting at the World Cup in Dallas, Texas in August, so we've probably got about a 7-week training period. I'm much more excited about her lifting than mine. And it's way more nerve-wracking watching her lift than it is, you know. I get kind of cranky when I'm lifting. Yeah. I just want to be left alone for a little while. And then the waiting is what is hard. It's hard for both of us. Meet week is difficult because you're not doing a whole lot, and both of us are used to training and being in the gym a lot. You know, we're certainly not used to driving that much. And even though I was going to Cincinnati when she lived there about every other week, it's, you know, it's about half the distance. So, you know, just, you know, reach out to Melissa as well. She's really good at this and, you know, would love everyone's support. And, you know, look for, you know, you're going to see a woman that is not this hulking she-male that everybody thinks weightlifters are, whether it be Olympic or powerlifting. You know, this is a very, you know, Melissa's almost 5'10", you know, and weighs anywhere from 165 to 170 pounds currently, and is gorgeous. Not only is she strong, she is gorgeous, and is just as unassuming and sweet a person, you know, which is not what, you know, the stereotype that we're trying to break down. So right. She would love the support from everybody. You know, look for her to snatch 60 and clean and jerk 80. I wouldn't be surprised to see it happen at World Cup if everything goes well. I think that's what the numbers are going to be for her.
That's exciting. Now, were there other athletes from Ogre Compound at this Olympic lifting?
No, there weren't Ogre compound lifters. We trained at the Nashville Weightlifting Club, and that is coached and owned by Osman Manzanares. And I've mentioned Oz before. He competed at the 92 Barcelona Olympics, and I think he's won Masters Nationals like 12 times in a row. I think this is his fifth Pan Am's gold medal, you know. And I was really excited. You got to understand, I want to say.
So he lifted at this event as well.
Yes.
He won the event for the Masters?
Yeah, he won gold for his age bracket.
Oh, wow.
You got to understand. There is a picture of us, and if I can find it, I'll post it on the Superhuman Facebook page.
Yeah.
We're taught, because he and I both warmed up together, and I tower. Not only am I heavier, I just tower over him, you know. And so you would think he's just a really little guy, but I'm gonna tell you, that guy, not only is he strong, he is just blistering fast. And I was really excited because this is the first time I've ever outsnatched him at a meet. So
wow,
I think
cool.
I outsnatched him by like 3 or 4 kilos or something like that. But still.
But don't
be misled. I let him know that I did. So right. He and I have a really good time and a really great relationship. So we had 8 lifters there from the Nashville Weightlifting Club. 7 of the 8 medaled. Who's a buddy of mine that I was lifting with prior to my hiatus for powerlifting. Jason Henderson had a little bit of a shoulder injury and thought it best to pull out. He was on his way to medal as well. So we had 8 lifters there, and everybody was in medal contention, and everybody that finished, 7 out of 8, got medals.
Okay, so what about the there was a powerlifting event that went on this weekend as well.
There was a powerlifting meet in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and had to lean on some of the teammates just by nature of schedule. The Pan Ams and this particular powerlifting meet were on the same weekend, and so we had to be gone. So the entire weekend, Melissa lifted on Friday, so I was getting weigh-in updates and stuff like that on Friday, and then Saturday, as I am getting ready to lift and warming up and competing, I'm getting updates all through the meet and everything like that. So,
how did they do?
Really exceptionally well. Jessica and Wesley Garner, the two twins that we talked about.
Yeah.
Last show or the show before, they both competed, and Jessica, I'm trying to think here. I'm drawing a blank. She hit PRs in everything. I can't remember her squat right off the top of my head, but she benched 130, missed 135 at the top, but came, her meet PR from, February in the deadlift was 300 pounds, which is exciting. You know, she's
wow.
a 16-year-old girl, has recently, within the last month, they turned 17, and so in that time, in a 4-month period of time, she hit a PR of 300 in February. This meet, she deadlifted 325, which is really exciting.
Yeah.
And she continues, you know, to take some body weight off, which is one of her goals, is she wants to, you know, get to a smaller and healthier weight and continues to do that and continues to get stronger. Now here's the side story. In this whole time, from the meet that she did in February to this past weekend, she's very, very involved in the FFA and High School Future Farmers of America.
Mm-hmm.
Very involved.
Mm-hmm.
And she has ran and got offices regionally and statewide. So, you know, there's been a lot of pressure. There's been a lot of things that she's had to go to. She's part of a dance team at school, which I'm not sure she'll do her senior year just due to all the obligations she has. And they had junior-senior prom all during this training prep. So, you know, for a young girl, you know, at 16, you know, buying a dress doesn't sound like such a big deal for you and I. For a 16-year-old girl going to her first prom, it's a really big deal. So for her to be able to maintain her focus and to do so well, you know, with the Future Farmers of America, and then come into this meet and hit PRs across the board, is really outstanding, while she continues to shed weight. So, you know, the dedication that requires, they came in the week before the meet. They were coming in at 5:30 to get their training in and then staying and helping, you know, which is really exciting to see. You know, if I said, if I said to you, you know, Wes came in all week and helped in the gym, even though he wasn't lifting, that wouldn't surprise you.
Right.
You have two 17-year-old kids that are showing up, you know, at 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, to train. That's a whole different level of dedication, you know, that, that is not typical. So,
Right. So
we were very excited for Jess and Wesley. Again, I don't know why I'm drawing a blank on his squat. I wanted to say he squatted 350.
Well, why don't we do this? We went long on the last segment. If we take a break now, can you check and see, and then we'll be accurate on it? Is it something
you... I can certainly try, yes. Let me see if I can pull that up, and I'll pull that together.
All right, or even check an old text message. Let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Coach Wade Johnson. You're listening to the Get Strong Show here on the Superhuman Radio Network, building superhumans one person at a time.
Curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for physical culture radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Coach Wade Johnson. This is the Get Strong Show. So there was a powerlifting competition, and Wesley Garner, we were talking about as we were going into the break. Were you able to find anything?
Yes. Here is Jessica's list. We're 240, 130, and it was 320, not 325. She totaled 690, which is a big PR for her. She missed 250 on her third for squat, 135 on her third for bench, and that's a lift that she's capable of. So we're looking at another meet between now and the end of the year, and they'll probably lift again in November. And so I expect these numbers to be well eclipsed. With Wes, he finished with the 370 squat, which is about a 40-pound. It's a 40-pound PR for him in 4 months. In 4 months, and no change in weight class. He's still in the same weight class. He benched 245, a little too aggressive on his third, and missed 265. But here's the killer. About 6 weeks before the meet he did in February, we changed him from a conventional deadlift to, and using an alternate grip, and used, going, and switched him, I'm sorry, to sumo using the hook grip. He had pulled 350 prior to the meet, conventional, and pulled 330 pounds in that meet, but was having no back issues, no bicep issues, and so we called it a win. Fast forward to the meet this weekend, he deadlifted 425, which is a 95-pound PR in 4 months.
Because of the hook grip and the change in stance, right?
And he responded. I mean, I can't think. We talked about this the other night.
Yeah.
I cannot think of a session from that meet until the next meet, one session that Wes missed. I don't think he missed any sessions, none. You know, so it's a great example of dedication and consistency, but it's done as a 16, 17 year old kid. And I think that's wildly impressive.
Yeah.
You know, so I know we're getting up against it, but Cade Powers, whom you've heard me talk about, is a 242. His dad actually emailed me this morning. Now, this is a 15 year old kid squatted 475. In reps, benched 350, missed 380 at the top, and deadlifted 475.
Wow.
And my other teammates, the guys that I coached that were there, were like, you know, other than missing 380 at the top, all of his lifts were flawless. They just were easy. You know, so this is a kid, you got to understand, is going to go into his 10th grade year and totals 1,300 raw.
Holy,
you know, and his primary sport is football. I mean, and he doesn't use wrist wraps in the bench press. So he, you know, you're looking at a kid that potentially by the time he turns 16 will have a raw comp, you know, in a meet, not in the gym, not in the football room, but he's probably going to bench press 400 pounds.
Right.
So it's insanity. You know, so again, this is a kid that does not miss, that trains and works extremely hard. And then last was Jennifer Milliken, whom I've mentioned before, is top 10 all time in the 123s. She cut down to 114 and hit the second nationally ranked squat of 370. She missed 390, called on depth. She squatted away, but she was clearly high. She's ranked third in the bench press now at 200 pounds, which ties her with number one and number two. Now, this is a girl that cut down to 114 pounds, a mom of two. This isn't a teenager or a 25-year-old kid. You know, Jennifer's in her early 30s and a mother of two, bench press 200 pounds.
Wow.
You know, in a meet. And then she deadlifted 375 and went for the all-time record with a 405 pull and just missed. But her total was 945.
Wow.
Again, a raw total at 945 in any weight class is outstanding. At 114, that's world class.
Yeah.
And so a very successful day. Many of our teammates were there helping. And, you know, so it's an exciting thing to see, you know, all the competitors do well. But we're separated by 500 miles and everybody is Facebook messaging and texting, you know, here's what we're doing, what do you think? And, you know, we're one sport of powerlifting, one sport of Olympic lifting, and to do so well, you know, everybody that was competing did well. And not only the ones that were competing, but the ones that weren't, they were there and making the gym happen in my absence and Melissa's absence, and then handling each other, you know, flawlessly. And that's, you know, everything about what we do is about, you know, not only being better individually, but being great as a team.
Well, and so I got to say something. So there's a lot of people out there right now listening to this who are thinking, you know, wow, that's a lot of weight. And, you know, one of the things I want to mention that goes unmentioned quite often is your style of training. You're focused on the lift. And what I mean by that is a lot of people would think, oh my God, you know, like this, I can't imagine training to that degree where I could be that strong. But the way Coach Johnson teaches people to train is you're not pushing yourself into heroic areas of danger by doing a lot of work that makes you fatigued, where you would think to yourself, man, I can't even imagine squatting that much weight or pulling that much weight. What Coach Johnson does is he focuses on the task of that lift, and he doesn't push you into areas of extreme fatigue. So you're always ready for the lift. It's just about that one lift. There's nobody showing off over there trying to squat their PR for three reps. You know what I mean? They're not doing that. They're not putting themselves in harm's way. It's about focusing on the lift. I don't know if I'm articulating this the way I want, but I've watched you train and I've watched you train people over the years. And part of the reason that they do so well under your guidance is you stay very focused on the task at hand, and all the peripheral stuff just doesn't come into it.
Wes said something that was really, really true and kind of echoes that. You know, he goes, let's make sure that we're training your strength and not testing it.
Yes, thank you. Beautiful.
And you know, I thought that's probably, you know, that's about an astute statement as there can be. You know, so that's kind of our focus. It's very simple with what we do. There is science involved, but trust me, there's no one walking around in a white lab coat carrying a clipboard in the gym. It's very focused on the task at hand, and we try to minimize certain things. We always look at things at a risk versus reward type scenario.
Right.
And, you know, and then again, based on what the lifter, you know, is this a beginner? Is this an intermediate, or is this an advanced lifter? And, you know, like things that Jennifer would do in the gym, I would never have my kids do. It's just way too advanced, and it's risky. And then she will tell you, Jennifer will tell you, what she did cutting down to that low kind of body weight and shooting for what she did was swinging for the fences, and that
right.
there was risk involved.
Right.
You know, but that's something that an advanced lifter can do. So I know we're getting close, but I wanted to give a shout out to the All-American EFX guys. Both Melissa and I have become huge, huge fans of the Carbolin. You know, and I'm not trying to shoot do a commercial, but this, I'm telling you, if you have not tried this product, you must. And take it from someone, you know, if a cute little girl tells you, oh, do it, it's really good, you know, when you're an athlete, you're going to kind of shy away from that. When a guy that weighs over 300 pounds that knows something about food, you know,
right.
when he tells you this product is spot on, you need to take a listen. You know, Melissa loves it, did great with it. Here's the great thing. I had a cooler full of food with us for the meet just so I would never feel hungry. Here's all I did. I kept fluid with me, and I used my scoop of Carbolin, and I sipped on it. I didn't eat until after the meat was done.
And you didn't get gassed out either.
No. I mean, I was ready. I was in the back, you know, making, you know, because once we start the process of warming up and stuff, that's when I get talkative and I want to be everybody's buddy and everybody wants me to shut up. But you know, once we were done, I was like, let's do fourth attempts. You know, I was like ready to go.
Right. Yeah, that's a great product.
I mean, again, with it being a non-stimulating type of pre-workout drink, and you know, in a what do they call it, intra-workout, during, I again, no crash. I never felt hungry. I never felt, you know, like I was out of gas. I was on for the entire meet, and for me, especially at my age and my size, that is just. Not only is it important, it is crucial. I cannot say enough good things about this.
Well, product. And that's good that you said that, because at the end of the show, I usually say I also want to thank our title sponsor, All-American EFX Sports. Go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about them. There's plenty of banner ads there. Also want to thank Chelsea. God, I'm going to forget her name now. Isn't that terrible? Hold on. Isn't this terrible? Chelsea Schlossnagel. The website is DutchCreekFarm.net if you want to learn more about their eggs, their chicken, and their beef. And they are delivering outside of Kentucky in small attempts, so you can check them out there and talk to them. And, of course, thanks to Coach Wade Johnson. Give your websites again and your email address and stuff.
You can look me up on Facebook. I have a personal page, and the Ogre Compound has a page. Reach out to me on email via supersquat800@yahoo.com and teamogre@outlook.com anytime. I'm always happy to answer questions and take on new clients.
Thanks a lot, Coach. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Great to be with you guys.
And tomorrow is Thursday. The first hour is Physical Culture Radio with Brooks Kubik, so don't miss that. We will see everybody tomorrow. Thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio today.
Super.